camera.
Thank you. Let us pray. Graciously, Heavenly Father, we come to you today and ask you to cleanse our soul, Lord, that this prayer be heard to the deepest extent. We ask you to touch those people that are being hit by the tornado or the hurricane at the present time. We ask you to bless the people of the state of Florida and bless the people of Texas, dear Lord, who has already been hit. Bless us, Lord, that we'll go through this and use it as a teaching or a lesson to say, please, Lord, whatever you want us to do, we want to do it. Lord, we ask you to bless those people, the law enforcement people who ask to keep us safe. We ask you to bless the military, Heavenly Father, all over the world. They're here to help us, and we know that. We thank you for our leadership that we have, that they send the money in order to help us because a state such as Florida and a county such as Taylor doesn't have the money to do the things that are necessary. We ask you, dear Lord, to lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to live and do the things that are right, to glorify your name, Heavenly Father. And we'll give you praise and thanks for all things. We pray these things in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today to discuss the preparation with regards to Hurricane Irma, and Steve will leave that floor.
Thank you. So we just had our 2:30 briefing with the National Weather Service here in Tallahassee, which, you know, is much more detailed. It still, you know, we know it's taking more of a westerly track, and it appears that it's not taking any more at this point, but we are still in a cone of uncertainty. So we have a 7 in 10 chance. For our area, they think that our biggest concern is going to be wind and extended wind for several hours, which means trees down and power lines down and potential power outages, much worse than Irma. That's their biggest concern, because while the wind force will be tropical storm force winds, probably, you know, there's 2 in 10 chance that it might be some hurricane winds, but which is not very high, but we may be in quite a time without electricity for Sunday is when the storm is forecast to arrive here Sunday evening and leave Monday night. So, you know, maybe 24 hours effects. So that is the chief concern right now, is the amount of wind and the length of time the wind is going to be here.
The speed of the wind.
The speed of the wind is probably tropical storm force winds, 40 mile an hour. Could be, you know, if it wobbles some more to the left, to the west. We could experience some lower category 1 hurricane winds.
Which is
75.
Gust or sustained? Sustained?
Or gust? Oh, potentially gust.
Okay.
I mean, potentially sustained, I'm sorry. It really...
I believe what you said. If it went to the right, we'd have a lesser amount of wind.
If it continues as it is, or continues more to the right, we'll have a lesser amount. Right.
Okay.
If it goes to the left or to the west, then we could be closer to hurricane force winds. They think that by the time it gets in north central Florida, north of Ocala, it may be a low grade category 1. So that's, you know, certainly putting us at lower impact, but you know they're it's still so far out. They're not going out on a limb to say anything definite. We asked them about the chances of rain, 3 to 5 inches of rain. Be low impact with rain. And we asked about storm surge. Storm surge should be minor with for Taylor County, Taylor-Dixie County. And if it occurs, it will be after the storm leaves the area, which coincidentally is when high tide is. So they won't give us any projections yet on what that may be. Now, we may go under a hurricane watch tomorrow, we probably will. And then a warning depending on, you know, the track and so forth, probably Sunday. But we'll probably go under hurricane watch tomorrow. The watch right now goes all the way up to north of Tampa. See the pink there? And the red is the warning for southern Florida. You know, Berrien County, which is right in the center of the storm, you know, the other side of Valdosta, they projected their winds could be 40 to 50 miles an hour. So ours certainly should be a very low risk of tornadoes as well on this side of the storm.
Say, for instance, stable we are. Mm-hmm. And then after the storm passes, that's when we have more of a chance for surge along with the high tide. In your opinion, what could we expect? How many feet would maybe that would be? Are you able to sign?
The earliest I could get from them and what I would say would be 3 feet or less.
That's with the high tide.
That's with the high tide.
Okay, now.
That's inundation above ground.
Okay, last year when we had the Category 1 Hermine, would you say that most of the damage was from the surge and not the wind?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we hide from wind and run from water. And it is, it was when water is the powerful, mm-hmm. the damaging.
Now, the high tide on Monday was fair about dark.
Yeah, a little before dark. Yes, sir.
A little before dark. And by Monday before dark, the storm will be in its peak, or will it be?
It will be exiting the area. Beginning to exit the area.
Whatever the high surge we have will probably occur at the high tide on Monday or the falling tide on Tuesday.
The high tide on Monday. Well, one fortunate thing is that midnight will be low tide.
Yeah.
On Monday night, which is when we would receive the worst impact, where the storm should be leaving the area. You see, 8 a.m. Tuesday morning, it'll be up by Atlanta.
Well, high tides are about 4.1. If you add 3 feet to that, that's gone. Glad I moved that over 3 feet off the bottom.
Yeah. 3.6 is what I have for high tide Monday at 5:43.
Including the surge?
No, ma'am. That's surge just normal high tide.
Oh,
3.6, which a real high tide is a 4.0. So this is a 3.6. That means it's
pretty good tide.
This is a good tide, but it's not.
With high tide and the surge combined?
I would not say. That's Hermine, and that's a direct impact from 80 mile an hour winds. We're looking at the wind and the storms that we have at the beach regularly. 40 mile an hour wind down there. Not a 3 foot above. This is 3 foot above where you're standing on the ground. So 3 foot above ground level is the maximum I would estimate at this time.
Probably come in your yard if you want
to. Don't come up in the house. What's going on?
They stopped making us calculate the tide level and all that. Everything they give us now is inundation, which means where you're standing. Now, when you are down in that hole, the road probably wouldn't flood, but you know.
We will.
Last year, if you remember, we had 2 floods at the beach, and their projections were 2 foot, and we had 6 to 10 inches is what we had in inundation. So it's science, but it's right now it's so far out they won't give us anything definite.
When's your next update?
We'll have an update at 5, but our next Tallahassee update is tomorrow morning at 9:30.
Tomorrow at 9:30. I think we should keep on top of this. I think we should. My opinion is we should meet again. Just what do you think?
We can. I think you can. You can. We're going to open the shelter at Taylor County Elementary at 7 p.m. 5 p.m. today. So we're pushing that out. The host shelter at Fort Scott Hall will be closed. We'll move any there. We only had 30 last night. Those RVs that are there, 7 I believe, will be asked to leave tomorrow because they're under those pine trees. There was only one RV at Kmart Road. You've seen the traffic. That people are still going. But we're going to open Perry Elementary shelter at 5 and then the high school if necessary, but we're not we're just ready for that. And Steinhatchee will be until it becomes a hurricane force prediction. It's not a risk shelter until it becomes dangerous down there. Last time it weathered Hermine easily.
They have high water, it would be a...
Well, it's 12-foot elevation there. Category 2 could flood it there. Yes,
sir. Could flood the school?
It's in the flood zone for Category 2, yes, sir.
For you, what is your recommendation then in terms of evacuation? Mandatory or leave it the way it is?
Mandatory. Get those RVs away from the coast.
Get in right now?
Yes, ma'am. That's my recommendation.
So it would be just to move the RVs?
Well, it would be, there's so many unknowns. We go ahead and do a mandatory coastal RV low-lying area evacuation, put it within Zone A or Level 1, the same as we did last year during Hermine. And then... people are on notice, and we have a shelter open, frankly, I don't think it's going to be much down there, but, we don't know for certain.
But, mandatory means, then, that we're recommending that everybody leave from those areas and take your stuff with you.
Yes, ma'am.
And that would include Osceola, Econfina, Steinhatchee.
Yes, ma'am.
Spring Warrior.
Spring Warrior, the whole coastal area, yes.
Now, mandatory. We're talking about just mandatory gets RV out or the people themselves need to leave.
What if they don't get the RV out? What are you going to do?
Can't do anything. We can't do anything if they don't leave. Mandatory is a recommendation by the board, and the sheriff can't force anyone to leave.
Can you, just for the benefit of those of us who may be misunderstood, the duration that we can, because of the width of the storm, we're going to get effects from. The duration from one end, when our first effect to the end, how long will that be?
36 hours.
So if it starts Monday, Sunday night, 36 hours.
Till Tuesday morning, would be.
Well, I heard you say a minute ago. That's why I asked that question again. I heard you say a minute ago, Tuesday would be the last.
Well,
I wanted to go on the last, that's what I want to do.
But again, after it's, while it's approaching Atlanta, is when we have the biggest concern about flood surge.
You got a lot of people who already moved it.
Yes, sir.
A lot. I think this average difference only got one left.
Really?
Yeah, and those guys that just come in the morning and move one off the lot that's crossing your place there, Commissioner Kriegel. And they were going to do that anyway. I called them yesterday and told them I said, I'd like you to get a move, whether you declare this or not. But.
Well, we're fortunate that we did the voluntary evacuation. We'll put people on notice over, you know, almost 24 hours ago. People are taking heart, and I haven't fought the traffic to go down, but you know, we've gotten some intelligence, but we can keep it at that. It's, you know, it is, the report was, from my standpoint, positive. You know, I mean, with still uncertainties, but only a maximum of 5 inches of rain, you know, we can certainly handle that. Minor flooding, if at all, during high tide Monday. So we're not, you know, there's a chance of hurricane force winds, but a 2 in 10% chance. So, I mean, I would certainly feel comfortable with it being remaining voluntary until we know more tomorrow if the board wanted to do that. Either way, we're going to continue to, we as emergency management in the county, continue to work, you know, towards the worst scenario.
Well, I don't know what Vanessa and Warren thinks, and I don't know what I think either, really, but as long as, you know, we keep putting it off and we're getting closer to the time, then we're narrowing our opportunity for people to do something. But you'd think that most people wouldn't be waiting and have to be told, but maybe there are some people.
Well, we, you know, our projections are we need 14 hours to evacuate anywhere in Taylor County. 14 hours only. But we need 36 hours for those special needs people to get out. And while we've, the health department has called all of them and touched base with all of them, tomorrow morning is, you know, roughly 36 hours. People listen to that. I mean, people have called all day long, want to know, are we evacuating Harry? And
he left.
But
he evacuated.
You know, and they're concerned about the reentry passes, but there are people that are living downtown. And as the governor said, as you listen, many times, especially in this situation, it's just better to shelter in place. Mm-hmm. You know, not get out on the road, not, you know, not run out of gas. Those kind of things. Just go to a local shelter, which we have, or, you know, don't try. We're not going to need people to flee the area. People are seeing all that on TV and thinking that's them.
Scott.
I had a question about something I heard in the briefing this morning. Did I hear that the governor was going to send out a message to the state, if you haven't moved yet or driven, this is your order to stay and shelter in place because you might get trapped on roads?
Yeah, and that's the people in South Florida.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
South Florida. That's South Florida. We wasn't talking about it here.
No. But it will eventually become us, yes.
Well, I had calls today, and I told people we were having a meeting, you know, at 3, but that we would be opening the school because they were talking about, well, going to Tallahassee, I'm not going to find anything in Tallahassee. We're going to open the schools for local people if you feel like you need to go there. A question that I had too, do we have any means of transportation for people that may not have transportation to get to the shelter, like school buses or some way to get move people that can't move themselves?
School buses and Big Bend Transit, yes, ma'am.
What would they do if they need that?
They'll need to contact the Emergency Operations Center and
that number again.
838-3575.
3575.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And we, you know, what we've been telling them, that we're not in, you know, nobody needs to go to the shelter tonight and wait 2 days for the storm. You know, and that's what we're encouraging people to, you know, as we get closer, then, but, you know, we'll have some that will want there to, for free water and snacks, you know, and that's, I mean, it is what it is. But some people may genuinely be afraid, and, you know, we'll have that shelter. If we do, we do have voluntary evacuation. We had a shelter last night, you know, and we'll have one tonight through the weekend.
And they take their pets to the school?
Yes, they've got it. It's going to be our first time, but yeah, we've got it ready for pets.
I'll bring my 7 pigs in the morning.
No farm animals.
You didn't say it. You said pets.
I said pigs, I thought. Limit of 3, actually.
With Ted Worse?
In the morning.
When Ted Worse was in charge of Big Ben Fancy, was that county negotiated with him? He would pick up anybody anywhere in the county at no charge, absolutely no charge.
Who said that?
He's not running now because he died. He passed away because of cancer. But I think the same thing still goes on. Is that true?
Should be.
I think the same thing. They'll pick him up anywhere and take him to the big man transfer.
Yes.
The special needs and all at no cost to them.
Do we have a number for them? Does anybody know?
I do. We have it at the end. I have it on my phone.
No. Have a thought here. I mean, if we got any thought of ordering the evacuation, I'm thinking maybe today's a better time to do it because people need time to organize. If they hear it today, they'll need time tonight to get everything organized. They'd be on it first thing in the morning, moving their trailers, whatever. If we wait till tomorrow at 9:30, it'll take a while to get it. You know, get the news out and everything, and then that's killed a half a day for everybody trying to organize. So. That's just my thought. I would.
Right, and this would be an abundance of caution.
Right, and it's.
Well, I was going to say, when I was listening closely to Steve, believe it or not, you know, waiting to for the evacuation, you know, all you got to do is look out on the highway. It's crowded out there. Yeah. It might take our people who live here time to get to wherever they want to go to within the county. Because if you go out. I'll tell you what, I had to go, as y'all know, I had to go to Horseshoe last night. It wasn't so bad. It was great going down. It wasn't so hot coming back. I mean, those Yankees were coming by me like this.
How long did it take you to get prepared?
Probably a half hour more than what it usually does. It's usually a little bit over an hour or so. I mean, it wasn't super bad, but I mean, it's dark and, you know, yucky. And like I said, people are, you know, with these little... I don't get really scared with the big trailers, but with the little trailers that wobble, you know, I get scared with those and so forth. So that. But the thing is, I'm just saying is, if you go out on 27 going toward Mayo at the wagon wheel, there are people stopped in the eastbound lane waiting to get into the wagon wheel to get 5 gallons of gas.
Yep.
You know. You know, if they're doing that at night, it's going to be dangerous. It's dangerous enough in the daytime. So that's just one thing I would think about is getting people getting more. And in the warning, too, I would also tell folks, say that, you know, watch out for the congestion and traffic. You know, my secretary is saying, how am I going to get across 19?
That's our good heart.
So, you know, we
red light is the most congested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's my recommendation then. My recommendation is that we go ahead and declare a mandatory evacuation and that we reconvene tomorrow after your meeting just so we can get an update because we're still going to get calls. And I want to be on top, you know, to have all the latest information. So what time would be a good time to meet tomorrow? As soon as your meeting is over, what time would that be?
10 o'clock, and it would be between the 9, that briefing, and our 11 o'clock briefing.
Wouldn't it be better to come after 11 simply because of the fact you have both of them under your belt?
That's fine. Why couldn't you send them all email?
Well, the briefing we had just now that was sent, if they haven't already, the PowerPoint, which will show all that that we had, and I can forward that to you. Another thing to think about, we can word the evacuation order with a statement that, recognizing the potential, we recommend, or this mandatory evacuation order, that coastal and low-lying areas be evacuated by, it could be 8 a.m. Sunday morning or something like that.
And,
okay, all right.
I'm like Commissioner Peter, I'm ready to go.
Get them gone.
Out by tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. But I'm telling you, when they pull up on my highway down there to go north, they got a surprise coming. This morning when I pulled up at the bus station, I just turned right back around and went back down when I bought Steel River.
I had to. Yeah.
Does the board then, do y'all want to meet after this 11 o'clock meeting tomorrow, or do you want to just have an email or what?
I think some of us will be helping a lot of people. Maybe some of my people will be helping you because we're going to have mine done, I hope. And you need to be there at your place, so maybe we could just call Steve.
We can get an update from me. Yeah. And if you go ahead and do the mandatory order tonight, then there's no legal reason for it, so to speak, to meet. And we can do a conference call or whatever you want, however you want to do it, or meet or whatever.
I can meet or I can not meet.
Commissioner
Moody,
what do you want to do?
We can go ahead with it. It'd be better to do it now than wait and let people. I think the people are aware. They seeing that traffic out on the highway and all them campers, just got them pretty much shook up. Mm-hmm. Everybody you talk to is, they've been calling me, want to know where a station had gas that they could get into. But I mean, people pretty much got their mindset. They better fill up with gas and get ready for this. And I've seen a world of campers coming up Spring Worry Road this morning, so at daylight. So people are. The news is just boiling it way out of proportion, it looks like. So it's got people boogering, they're going to go ahead and move their stuff, I think.
Okay, tomorrow, do you want to meet after this 11 o'clock meeting? Or do you rather have an email? What is your preference?
I'd rather have an email.
You rather have an email?
Or text. You can text me, it'd be better, but I'm going to be busy. I've been moving stuff all day.
Okay, you said you don't care. Commissioner Dill?
Text me on my cell phone, right? Okay. Tell me.
I don't know. You can have mine. Okay. Mine works. I've already heard what you said, so that's fine. If it seems like the majority would be okay with a text or an email.
Okay.
So I offer you a motion that you make a mandatory evacuation as of right now and have everybody be out by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. If not, then the county move them in charge. Well, no, we got to do something because there's two guys left, two across the canals from me, and they were finally hauled off, but before they were hauled off, they were moved from that window over there back up to the edge of the canal coming toward my house, and I just don't like that. If it had been a little bit higher tide, it'd come over there, and those blocks have got steel rods in them, but they still don't mean it'll knock it out. My back porch on. Is that legal, Conrad, what I just said?
It's a good idea.
So, you want to amend your motion?
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
I'll say the back motion in a minute.
But I still will have a way to do that.
Well, we're in America. It's one thing. But we had to issue curfew orders during earning and those kind of things. I mean, there are some possibilities, but I'm sorry. Go ahead with your motion.
We've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Good night. Wanda will update the. It's effective immediately, but we're not putting a 4 p.m. on it. It's immediately, right?
It starts immediately and it's to be completed by tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Okay. Okay.
But they're not going to complete it by 4 o'clock, but, I'll remove it at 4 o'clock anyway.
Okay.
and just leave it that it starts immediately. But they really need to, they really need to get them out. I'll tell you something that bothers me, Steve. You're our verse, man, if you can help. Every travel trailer comes with a $300 plastic shed or a $300 metal shed. It's the utilities. And they're not moving those.
That's true.
This was brought up at a meeting the other day, at one of my little town hall meetings. They're not moving those at all.
They got good insurance.
What about those steps like over there on your property that comes over there and busts my windows out?
They ain't busting your windows
out.
Can we hold the property owner responsible? So I like taking the 4 o'clock off because that will eliminate a bunch of calls to us saying, okay, if you don't out, get out by 4 o'clock, what you going to do, what's going to happen? So just, I like the motion being the effective bill. Okay, so any before I go to the next order of business that we have today, are there any more questions or comments or concerns about this storm?
I have one question. Now, the storm is coming Sunday and Monday, especially. And Monday, the courthouse is closed. Mr. Sandman told us that's already taken care of. We know the schools are closed. Some of our basic workforce has to be on duty, I assume, Monday. Is that right, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Everybody else, like non-essential people, they're off Monday, Tuesday, or Monday.
Well, you haven't made that determination yet, but we're going to ask you to make a determination.
Well, that's something before we leave, we need to make clear to employees whether they need to come or not.
Well, don't you tell us what you want so we can go ahead and fix that?
I think we need to close Monday, don't you, Steve?
Yes, sir.
We need to close Monday, and there will be people working Monday, obviously. Road department, we've got some employees we can call in. Sir?
Don't we pay those people who work like that?
Yes, and we've got a change coming up in your policy where we can.
I said it. I called out the other day, and one of the road department answered the phone. You know?
Huh. Oh, and Nielsen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we right now.
It's not here today. Next work session, Mr. Blackie, I'd like to see half of the employees work Tuesday through Friday, or at least the skeleton crew, and the others work Monday through Thursday. It's still 14-hour days, but it's giving us 24-hour coverage because every time we get to site, the Friday issue comes up.
And it's supposed to be 8 to 5 days a week.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about that.
I'll go ahead. I know.
Well,
that's probably the time it's not right to do that. No.
But I still tell County, I got an 850-584-5568. What does that do?
You've been transit.
That's Big Ben?
Yes, ma'am. According to their website.
Okay, so do we need to vote? I guess we need a motion and a second to close down on Monday, right?
Motion. Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Now, can we make sure those people at work get paid? And what I mean by that is, you're going to give them 10 hours off at the road department, but you've got to have some of them working Monday. That's all there is.
They're working today, but they're working through the weekend.
I trust our county administrator that you're going to staff what needs to be staffed, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm not worried about that.
I want to announce to you, Madam Chair. The landfill, yeah, I think I told Steve this when he passed on, the landfill will be open tomorrow from 7 till noon, so that we can get everything emptied out that we can from the roll-off sites. However, with the storm coming through, we're closing the landfill Monday. Because you can't take a big truck and drive it up on a 200-foot hill and let the body up, and the wind blows 70 miles an hour. You know, so it could happen. So we'll be closed at the landfill on Monday. And then after Tuesday, we'll wait and see what happens. That's just for announcement.
Okay. So we're going to look for the wind Sunday afternoon and Monday, right?
Yes, sir.
18 hours.
That's their projection?
Long day and night.
Yes, sir.
No lights. Hot. CPAP machine won't work.
And you know, we'll be pushing out, you know, hat, CPAP machine won't work. That's right. Pushing out have food and water, you know, and you're at home. Yes, sir.
Incidentally, I thought I'd better get a little cash. Now, on the way here, I stopped by the bank. Got the seat is already booked.
Is it?
My fine attorney made the mention of this, and this is very true. Our gas, the use of our facilities is coming back. These same people that's leaving is coming back. And we're going to have the same traffic going south that we have now going north. And we need to prepare for that. And you're going to need some of these people, law enforcement in particular. And we need to ask, when we ask for reimbursement for all of these things. And not just because the storm is over, like we said, 36 hours. When it gets past wherever they're at, it'll come back. And then it'll be over for us 2 weeks later.
That's a good point. Very good point.
And we need someplace that we can buy gas. I don't know where it's at. I said in mine today an hour at Walton Beach.
They said his pumps weren't working.
Oh, no, his pumps was working. He was pumping as hard as he could. He had 9,000 gallons. And when I got there, there was a line. Two city blocks long. Three. On both ends.
Is that a country mile?
Yep, country mile.
Okay.
As far as you can see. And then when I got up there, his wife told me they had sold 5,000 gallons of 9,000 gallons in like 2 hours.
And
well, now I heard this morning that
she won't let me do that. Or?
Gas and Grill had plenty of gas.
I had a complaint on it.
And then just what, gouging?
Yeah.
And then just before we came here, I had one of my constituents from that way that called and said that they had no gas there and she had no money and she needed some money. So.
$3.09 a gallon, they were charging.
At 221?
Yes, sir.
We need to play that thing for Pam Bondi. Have y'all seen Pam Bondi on TV? Mm. she said she'll get them. Okay, any more business with this?
There he is. I have one more. I gave you an employee response policy and procedure that the board has now, and there's a change for your consideration. As we experienced with Ermine, our employees worked overtime and they were paid and we were reimbursed from FEMA. Our supervisors were not. FEMA's requirement is that you have to have in policy that exempt employees are allowed overtime during a declared storm. So this in the highlighted part, and see, we've never done this because we may not be declared by FEMA. So this specifies that if it's a FEMA declared storm and Hank and all these other supervisors that are working, that they would be eligible for the overtime. If we're declared, yes, sir.
Thanks. Fair and right thing to do.
And it's a reimbursable expense, but it has to be in policy first.
Does that work the same way with the shared problem?
That's right.
Yeah, it is. It's the same way with you guys.
We were. Well, I mean, it is. Excuse me.
But we started tracking every penny starting this morning, and we're going to track it through that 2 week period to reimbursable. Mentioned we're planning on we got three phases planned. One, the evacuees coming through, and two, our impact of the storm and recovery, and three, the return of all those evacuees to help them get through. So
but you really need to remember that the supervisor, even the sheriff could be reimbursed if he works with an additional amount of overtime.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He can't see his salary gets set.
But he can't, right?
Not sheriff.
But he can't.
He's not sheriff. Not the elected official. No elected official can receive any compensation other than what's in statute.
and I can give you the FEMA guidelines, which you probably already know.
I'll give you the
which just simply says we'll pay it, but you got to have it in your policy.
Is this our policy?
That is the recommended changes. Yes.
Motion. Okay. Got a motion.
Okay.
Now, second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Anything else before I move on?
Just one question. Did we ever officially declare a state of emergency for Tampa County?
Yes,
we did that yesterday.
Yes.
So all is continued.
Yes, it's good for 7 days.
Okay.
Now, the next thing that we need to do is we have advertised public hearing on Monday for the budget, the millage rate, and we need to change that. There's a notice that's going to be posted, and it says, notice of rescheduled hearing. The tentative hearing adopting a millage rate and budget on Monday, September the 11th, for the Taylor County Board of County Commissioners being rescheduled due to Hurricane Irma. A rescheduled tentative budget hearing will be held on Monday, September the 18th, 2017, 5:01 p.m. at 201 East Green Street Administrative Complex. So we need to...
Motion.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. And then anybody told me that once we have this meeting, then we will advertise within 5 days after the next meeting, which would be held on September the 25th at 5:01. So we'll take care of that next time.
Right. Well, what will happen is that we have to advertise the final adoption of the budget 5 days before the public hearing. So next week, Mark, I need to get with you. I need to do a 4-page ad for Wednesday's paper that says that this has been rescheduled for the next week. And then in Friday's paper next week will be the ad about your final hearing on the budget with all your figures and everything. Then you have to hold your final budget hearing within 5 days of that ad. So we have it Friday advertised, Monday we do it on the 25th at 5:01. We got the rules, the emergency rules from the Department of Revenue, and that's what they say we got to do. We got to have the complete process within 30 days after they sent this thing, and they sent it on September 6th.
Okay, any other business, any other comments, questions, or concerns?
Got a call from Danny Collins this morning. They requested staging a lot of their equipment at the airport. I was agreeable to it, but they were yours seeing this.
I got to tell you. I think you're thinking, but I would certainly like to tell them because it's funny.
He asked for a hold harmless agreement. He sent us one. We sent it to Conrad for review. Copy your comments.
Oh, yeah, it was so funny. They put in the venue as Wakulla County. I said, no. Not what they did to us last night. No way, Jose. Yeah, we're going to do that anyway. So it was a typographical error form. So it's Taylor County. We're exclusively Taylor County. And then the other thing they put in there that I don't like, but they need a staging area, and we need to give them that, is they want a waiver of jury trial. And I just told Rwanda, I said, I don't want a waiver of jury trial, but if we've got to do that, we'll just get us a good Taylor County judge.
Anyway, they're good corporate partners out there. They want to clean up the site and put it back to
give us first priority of getting our power back.
That's what I was thinking. That's what
in the county.
We'll walk out of county for sure.
Yeah. We had that, and so they don't do that. Sorry.
Well, you know, we need to get your approval on this so I can sign it.
Motion to approve the whole agreement.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
May I talk about it?
Yes.
Just for a second. In an abundance of caution, as per our attorney said, the airport and any use of the airport is controlled by the Federal Aviation Commission. If you ask for their permission,
Have not. But we have staged a lot of that milling out there and other construction.
I know that, and I just hadn't thought about that until we talked about the limbs the other day. I'm telling you the truth.
That's a good point. Send me an email.
Okay, we'll check on that.
I would use this language due to the due to the coming our way, and also to protect our citizens and have electricity. We request permission and to allow Duke Energy to use the property as a staging area. If we don't hear from you immediately, we will think that you agreed for us. How's that sound?
Yes. We've been in negotiation with Development Authority and on this other piece of property with the FAA. Why don't you have Melody to call them and find out and see if she can get that stuff done, because she knows it was a big one, sure. Yeah, and that, the idea he had, you want to tell him about that?
The idea that he
had? Mr. Moody.
I saw the plane lined up at the airport a while ago at the gas pump, just like the Thorazark filling station. It was a long line of planes. I've never seen that before. They was all in line coming up at the gas pump.
Do we have people?
That's people moving the planes out of the farm way down south.
Do we have fuel?
Last time we checked.
Yeah, they were fueling them up. Yeah.
Don't get.
I think she topped off yesterday or today. I approved a purchase order.
About the staging area for the garbage or the limbs?
I'm fine with it at the airport if, you know, and if they don't answer back pretty quick, we just take it for granted. That's fine. They've so many things up in there about that airport, I don't think it'll ever be an issue. You know.
Anything else from anybody?
Did we, one other thing, did we clarify the county voice off Monday?
Yes. And so, Steve, you're going to let us know tomorrow after your 11 o'clock meeting what things are. Okay, if there's nothing else, then is there a motion to adjourn?
So, I'm going to send, do you want me to send an email out to county staff or the county offices?
Yes, sir.